Visit Bloomington Hub, and are you live downtown? Are you on the north side? Well, it doesn't matter. It's my great friend Laura Newton. Where are you at today, kiddo?
I'm on the north side.
Out there? Welcoming him in. But you have the big guy, like the big floppy guy out there that stands like 500 feet tall with the arms waving. You should get one of those. That would be fun.
That's my job.
Well, make sure you have your sunscreen on today and tomorrow. It's a little toasty out there. Number one, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for asking. And you?
It's always good to hear your voice. When you're here, things are better. So McAfee has ditched me after one episode. That's okay. I'm used to this. This happens. Set him up. You get the big boss on once, and then wha-bam, then there goes the rug right from under you. But thankfully, he said, is Laura Newton okay? And I said, that's better than okay. I've known Laura for 100 years. Let's go. Let's have some fun. And when we have weather like this, and I had my friend Christopher MG on from the Chamber on Monday, these are Chamber of Commerce days where we can just do about anything in our great city. We know Memorial Day weekend is coming up. We had a busy weekend last weekend with the Cosmic Songwriters Festival. Did you get to any of that fun stuff?
Oh my goodness gracious, I did, and it was amazing. I hadn't been to anything like that before, and the talent, it was incredible, and hopefully next year just better, bigger and better. It was awesome.
So there's going to be a next year. Is that breaking news?
The
sound of that.
No, I don't know if that's breaking news. But I would hope so. We're not going to do a one and done with that because it was so great. So everyone that was really involved, like Mike and all those other people, they needed a little breath. And then I'm sure they're right back to thinking about it for...
Well, that was a big event because that started on a Thursday and ran all the way through the weekend, didn't it?
It actually started on Wednesday.
Well, there you go.
The weekend. So it was incredible. The artists were incredible. We heard great things from the artists that were from all over about our community, which does not surprise me or you, I'm sure. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to 2024.
We're not pulling...
What can happen then?
We're not pulling teeth to get any of these folks to come here or come back, and I think that's the best compliment.
Well, we always say that. Once you get people here, they're going to come back.
I had a very... surreal experience this weekend. That's why I'm out of the loop on this. I was one of the MCs for the 50th celebration of Indiana men's soccer. So we had events Friday and Saturday, and seeing all those alums who haven't been back in 15, 20, 30 years for soccer and just hear them talk about how great the city is, to talk about how great the campus is, the facilities, everything else. We're pretty lucky to live here. Sometimes you got to leave to see that. But when you hear it from other people, it's like, boy, I haven't been here in 20 years since we came back for this or that or anything else. And now that's probably not going to be the case. That people are going to make time to come back. And I thought that was a great takeaway as well that you folks would like to hear.
Oh, thank you. And congratulations to you for hosting that or emceeing or doing whatever you did.
All of the above.
So you should be honored.
Well, thank you. It was great.
And we love soccer, so.
Yeah, and the schedule came out today, so we know the classic weekend over Labor Day is great. That's something to put a circle around. And we know it's busy when the schools come back and the students come back. We know it's busy on football game weekends. We know it's busy when we have the 4th Street Arts Festival and all the other great things going on. But we have summer as well, Laura, and there's tons of things happening. Fill us in if we're going to be around this weekend, next week. I mean, we got 100 things to do this summer.
We do. We do. Let's start, if anyone feels the need for speed, at the Bloomington Speedway on Friday night is going to have the 10th annual Josh Burton Memorial Race, and they're going to conclude that with fireworks. So if anyone wants to go out to the Speedway, the pits open at 4, and racing starts at 7:30, and it's very family-friendly, and they're going to have face painting and different things for that. So that is always fun. I know people that live down in that area can hear the Speedway.
I'm one of those people. I will tell you exactly when the racing ends on Friday night because I'm usually up to on my back deck enjoying the views.
Sure. So, and there is a ton. I do want to say there's a ton of music this weekend. Live music at any of the venues that you like to go to probably has some live music. But I want to particularly talk about the Bloomington Early Music Festival that actually started last weekend and ends Saturday. That's a lovely annual event that happens in Bloomington, and it's at various places throughout town. It's a free event to either list. You can log in and listen, or
oh, that's pretty cool.
And go to one of the places. Yeah, they've got virtual concerts and live concerts, and they have workshops. So blemf.org is that where you can find out stuff about that.
That is Bloomington,
like I said,
Early Music Festival. Does it say that again? Blemf.
Blemf. BLEMF.
Oh, there
Did
you
that
go.
Fast.
Oh, that's so, right. We want to so make like sure I, everybody can like log I, in.
Yeah. You will find all this stuff on visitbloomington.com on our website calendar, so I should put that in there. Again, let's see. There's a new event. I literally just saw this event. It's a new event called Sour Saturdays. I think it's new. Maybe you've heard of it. I haven't.
I have
it's
not.
At Upland. So it's Sour Saturdays at Upland. It's from noon until 10 on Saturday. Does that make sense? Sour
oh,
Saturday.
Yeah. Oh,
they're
yeah.
going to have live music, art, vendors, community tables. So I might go check that out, having not ever been that, doing that. Comedy Attic is going to have a couple shows on Friday and Saturday, and that segues me into next week. I'm going to come back to this weekend, but everyone knows next weekend is the 10th annual Limestone Comedy Festival, June 1st through the 3rd. 10 years for funny people coming into town at various venues in the downtown area. Manalena Martin and them have done a great job with that. It's a very well-known festival.
And Jared and the gang at the Comedy Attic
Jared,
as well.
Yeah.
Those are great people.
Thank you for throwing his name in there. Butler Winery is going to have a concert on Sunday, so that's kind of nice. You can go out to the Robinson Road Vineyard, and at 2 o'clock they're going to have a jazz quartet, and you can take a picnic or taste some wine. So that's a little different, that things that are going on.
You know, that's a great time on a Sunday because, you know, you don't have to, everything doesn't have to start at 10 p.m. You know, and that's a sign of me getting older as well. But gee whiz, you can't have everything started at, you know, 10:30 every night.
Have you seen that Jamie Lee Curtis was saying how, like, I would go out, but I need my concerts to start at 7. So I was like, right on, girl.
I'm there for the opening act. That's right.
Yeah. So there's that. I just want to remind everyone, even though it might be not as hot this weekend, that the pools are opening this weekend. So Bryan Park Pool and Mills Pool and the beaches at Monroe Lake are opening. So that's exciting and be able to go out and hit that. Farmers markets, all that kind of stuff is going on. And I do want to hit on something that Visit Bloomington is partnering with Parks and Rec for. It's called the Switchyard Park Summer Concert Series.
Yeah, tell me all about that.
Three Thursdays this summer, June 15th, July 20th, and August 24th, we're having acclaimed musicians come in. It's a free concert at the pavilion, the big outdoor concert area at Switchyard Park. We're very excited about it. As you can tell, Visit Bloomington is getting more into promoting the music scene because we are known for that. And Cosmic was one way to kick that off, and Music Expo. Can't forget Grand Falloon's going to happen in the first week of June. Starts, I think, June 4th, 5th, and runs through the 10th with a free concert downtown on Kirkwood, the Flaming Lips. So kind of moving forward after this weekend, there's a lot of music going on and just a lot of great free activities.
There are, and obviously some you have to pay for if there's food trucks or things like that. Everybody should know
sure.
that. But we're talking free admission events as well.
Free admission. Thanks now, for clarifying, because, yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
Oh, you mean free food, too?
Right, and I'm not sure where they're going for all this free food. I'd love to go with them, but that never happens anymore. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this music festival collaboration with the city. It's one in June, July, and in August. How did this come together, and this is just another angle to show off Switchyard Park, isn't it?
Well, it's another angle for Switchyard, but it's mostly that we're really trying to promote Bloomington as a music destination. I rattled off, you know, several places already that are having music.
Right.
I will give Mike McAvee, the director of Visit Bloomington, credit. He believes in me. I love music too, but he thinks that we can be a destination, that people will come to enjoy live music here, which they are proving that they are. So we needed a venue, and so we approached Parks and Rec. So, yeah, it's a great outdoor venue. Micaiah McCraven is our first concert, June 15th.
Now,
6 o'clock.
Are you familiar with these acts? Because I am so musically unhip, it's almost tragic.
I'm learning so much.
Go good.
I will tell you, I was not familiar with Micaiah, but the August 24th Grammy winner Molly Tuttle, I was familiar with. So I'm excited to learn a lot of new things and hear a lot of.
And this is all free?
Going to the concerts is free. There will be food trucks.
Nice.
And things, but obviously, again, Jordan would be really upset if we didn't say no, play for the food trucks. But yeah, it's a free concert for our community and visitors. So
if you look at it this week,
Thursdays to go into the weekend.
Yeah, get here early, stay all weekend. That's exactly right. So you can do food truck Wednesdays in Ellettsville, 4:30 to 8:30. Then you've got the Switchyard Park Thursday night summer concert series once a month in June, July, and August. So that covers you, Switchyard Park. And there will be a garden full of beer, I hope, during these things. That would be delightful. And then Friday takes us right into Food Truck Friday. So those 3 weeks are going to be just big time events. So that's very, very exciting. Right. It's free. All right, let's get a destination. Yeah. Let's do all that. So great to hear. I'm glad that's rolling. I know we'll talk more about that as we move on throughout the summertime as well. Grand Falloon, that goes for a full week?
Yeah, they have workshops. Again, it's workshops and readings and stuff like that. I think Meg Cabot was supposed to come, but unfortunately she had to cancel. So, yeah, it's a full week of activity.
Awesome.
It kind of culminates on Kirkwood. I don't know if you remember last year. It was, I can't even think of what it was called, the elephant.
Japanese elephants.
Yes, they were the concert. And so this year it's Flaming Lips.
Unbelievable that we can bring all this fantastic stuff to everything that goes on right here in Bloomington, delivered to your front door. Well, you better come back and keep me in tune with all of this. If you expect me to remember this after Memorial Day weekend, you're nuts.
I totally understand. I'm excited for the race. I'm glad Graham's in.
That's right, and he's going to get a special practice session to see if they can get him up to speed and tuned in, ready to go. That's exciting as well. Sounds like you're heading up to the 107th edition.
I'm not. I love watching it on TV. I'm going to say something. I'm born and bred in Indiana. I've never been to the race.
What are you doing? What are you going to wait till you going to wait till it gets hotter? Are you going to wait till it's get up there? Go have some fun.
I know. It's one of those things. That's why I said I'm embarrassed to say, but
that's
I've never been.
Right.
I've been to practice, but I've never been to the race.
Well, get up to Carb Day on Friday. Take the whole office up there with you and see if you guys can weasel your way in. That'd be a good idea.
Hey, sounds like a plan.
You're the best. Enjoy the long weekend. I know we are going to have Monday off. That's fun, and I'll get caught up with you when June hits, and we'll figure out all these great events, especially June 15th. Put that on your calendar, folks.
Yep, and all these things are on visitbloomington.com.
There you go. Can never get enough hype on the website. The book an event, check it out. Make a weekend of it. Just because you live here doesn't mean you know everything. That's why we do all these fun things. Laura, join us again. Thank you, and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
That's my buddy Laura Newton from visitbloomington.com.